Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to 17 Questions. Each week we'll be asking celebrities, influencers and authors 17 random questions you never knew you wanted the answers to. Can you tell us your name and a little bit about yourself?
My name is Josh Peters. I'm a South African-born, British-based YouTuber. I recently got to 1 million subscribers, which is very exciting. And I'm on the podcast.
What's the title of this current chapter in your life?
Transition, maybe? I sort of started changing the videos I was making this year. So when I started YouTube, I was part of kind of a big group, or still am part of a big group of YouTubers. We'd often make videos together and do more silly challenges and games, which was really fun. But now, as we've grown up, everyone's kind of gone off into their own directions. And the videos I'm making now, which I'm far more enjoying making, are kind of like investigating certain things with a comedy twist to them. So asking a question and then figuring it out in a video of something ludicrous like, can you hatch a quail egg? Which I did, and we managed to hatch. So yeah, after quite a few months of persisting with it, it started to work. Yeah, let's go with transition.
What celebrity do you have a secret crush on?
Lily James. I love her. I got to interview her once, very briefly, for a TV show, and she was so nice. She's beautiful, she's confident, funny, charming, talented, tall. Like, she's amazing.
Describe your perfect holiday. Where are we in the world, and what are we doing?
Perfect holiday for me is still where I grew up, in a town called Knysna in South Africa. I lived the first 18 years of my life there, and I get to go back once a year for Christmas, and it's still my favorite place in the world. It's beautiful. It's on the southern coast of South Africa. It's quiet and unspoilt, and it's my favorite place in the world still. It's a summer destination, but that would be sort of December, January time, because it's southern hemisphere, so you get to escape the cold in the northern hemisphere and go enjoy the sun.
What's your go-to favorite song you're most likely to sing your heart out to at karaoke?
Oh, easy. When You Say Nothing at All, Ronan Keating. Can't go wrong with that at karaoke.
What TV show is your guilty pleasure?
Family Guy, can I get away with that being a guilty pleasure? Yeah, it's too good to be a guilty pleasure. You know what? Made in Chelsea. It's because I've met some of the people, and then I find it very fascinating to watch on TV, and I can like giggle to myself, like, I've met that person.
What's the wisest thing you have ever heard someone say?
My mom used to say to me a lot, which I think is a great piece of advice, act in haste and repent at leisure, which basically means if you're going to do something hastily and not think about it, it'll happen fast and you'll get it done, but then you'll have a very long time to think about how you've messed up. It's wise, isn't it?
What is your order at Nando's?
I like to go hot. I like hot food. I've got a few. Most common one would probably be half chicken, peri peri chips, rice, peronaise, the hummus and the pita bread, and just water. That's the standard sort of order that gets me going.
What's been the highlight of your week?
Highlight of my week? I'd say probably last night. A good friend of mine who's a singer, Connor Maynard, did his first headline show in 7 years in London. So he was obviously very successful in 2012, and he dropped off a little bit, and he's really coming back in a big way, I think, and he sold out the O2 in Shepherd's Bush. It was a really great night and super cool to see him doing what he does best again.
When people come to you for help, what do they usually want help with?
So I've been told by my friends that I'm apparently quite reasonable. I'm fairly sort of stoic in my outlook on the world. So friends will come to me maybe for advice to see whether they are overreacting about something or to get my opinion on a particular drama that's unfolding with them and somewhere else. And hopefully I can give a sort of reasonable resolution to what's going on. You should never say that kind of stuff. It's very arrogant to say about myself, but it's what I've been told.
If you were a potato, what sort would you be?
I would be skinny fries because I'm tall and skinny and delicious. I don't know. Oh, and also if you dunk the fry in ketchup, then, you know, I've got red hair, so that kind of gives some sort of resemblance as well.
Tell us about something you do all the time, but are actually terrible at.
Taking photos. I'm really bad at it. I end up doing it all the time because in this world, we all take photos of each other all the time. But I try and not do it because I'm known amongst my friends as if you get me to take a photo for you, it's not going to look great.
What's something people don't know about you?
It's hard when you're a YouTuber because you feel like everyone knows absolutely everything about you. Something people don't know about me. I have 2 nephews and a niece. I don't know if people know that, but they're very cute. So my oldest brother and sister both have kids. Yeah, I'm an uncle 3 times at the age of 26. So I'm really killing it.
What question do you always want to ask people, but you don't have the courage to ask?
Could you please take a photo for us? I hate asking that. When you want someone to take a photo for you, I always get a bit scared.
What's something you think every person should experience in their lifetime?
Sex is probably a good one. I think you do need that. Traveling, I think if you have the opportunity to do it, even if it's just into a very nearby place, I think the opportunity to see how a completely different culture of people live gives you a lot of perspective into the way you live might not be the only way that people live in the world, and how you think about life isn't how everyone else thinks about life. And I think that's a very important thing for people to learn, so they can understand that, you know, there's more to the world than just them and their friends and the people they see on a day-to-day basis.
Who would you want to live like for a day?
If I could live like one person for a day, I'd say it would be a professional footballer. Got to be a Spurs player because I'm a Spurs fan. Let's go with Harry Kane. I think it would be awesome to live as Harry Kane for a day. I'm a big sports fan and sports player, so to be able to experience what it's like to be a professional sportsman for a day would be great.
What are you working on at the moment?
At the moment, I've got a video coming out. Once this podcast is out, this video will be out already. It is basically a video in which I set up a completely fake television show and got quite a few reality stars to come onto the television show. They thought they'd be reacting to clips and just giving their opinions on things, which is what they did. But we also asked them quite a few questions and got their thoughts on whether they think it would be a good idea to leave your fridge door open to help combat global warming. And a lot of them thought that would be a very good idea, because obviously if your fridge is open, it makes the whole world colder. So yeah, that was really fun. And hopefully people will have enjoyed the video when this comes out. Thank you for listening to 17 Questions with me, Josh Peters.
Thank you for listening to 17 Questions. If you loved this episode, please subscribe, share, and give us a good rating wherever you get your podcasts from. If you have any questions you'd love to hear our guests answer, tweet us or drop us a message. It's at 17 Questions across all socials. And we'll see you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.